Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. Today, tonight, wherever you are, whatever time zone you're in, I hear from many people in many different time zones after the show on my website. I welcome you. I welcome you if it's day or night, but I say to you from a place of deep knowing, the light within you, regardless of where you are and what you are going through, shines brightly, shines very, very bright. So Awakening Matters is about all topics that awaken, that which shakes you awake, that which glides you awake, that which comes along and causes you to want something different than what you have known. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. And we're just going to, I never prepare ever for these beautiful awakening sacred dialogues. And I don't in order that what is meant to be in the moment can be its fullest moment. And so what's coming forth right now is definitely the thought that wherever you are, the light shines brightly, even if you don't feel it, see it, know about it. The fact that you are alive and here means that you were born with all the beauty, love, knowledge, worth, connection, and so much more. So much more. And when I say you were born with that, I'm saying where you came from, regardless of your belief system, you were born into a physical form, and what resides within that form knows about your light, knows about your cells, the consciousness of your cells, all the different forms and organs and bone and blood and tissue, know about your higher power, your higher truth, your God, your love, the fact that you are loved, whatever word you want to use, the fact that you are here speaks to the fullness of who you are when you arrived. And so if you arrived full and if you were blessed, you were able to hold on to it, that fullness of being, even as a baby, and add to it along the way. And so most of humanity learned far too young that to give pieces of ourselves away until we no longer felt truth of our connection or truth about ourselves. So if you were blessed, and we all are blessed, there seems to be at times in our lives, no one escapes this. I don't care who you are, what form you're in, what title you carry, no one, and what journey you're on, escapes the looking back and looking within, because life in its journey causes anything and everything in the soul evolution of matter itself to contemplate and to look back on childhood or experiences that were defining, and to have the soul evolution or the desire to get to know who you are deeper, get to know who you are internally, get to know why you just keep surviving, why you just keep showing up every day, why your cells keep showing up every day. I'm going to share with you that my life has had more than its share of moments where I should have passed on, left my body, gone to the other side, returned to myself, visited with God, however you want to see it. So many times I've actually lost count that should have and could have happened. I'm not afraid of death, and as an example, I lived in California, Southern California for a time. This was quite some time ago. And I lived in a condo, and I was in my condo, and there was a very strong earthquake, which was not, when you live in Southern California, it's not uncommon. at least then. And so I walked out of my condo and I was standing on the cement. I was on the upper unit, so there was a cement landing and then cement stairs down to the cement ground. And so I was standing at the top of the stairs, and I went to hold or to grab the railing, and an even bigger aftershock just threw me in the air. And, you know, it really did for me. I don't know that it does this for everybody. Everything slowed way down. It's like the experience of that people say things slow way down or what have you. I experienced that. I was falling forward with my feet behind me and my head straight towards the cement ground. And then because of the earthquake, all the power went out. So when my head is what hit the concrete and my hands were up behind me, my head took the fall, and I just heard cracking from one side of my head all the way to the other. I mean, I literally followed it. It was like from one ear to the other. And again, it was pitch black, so I couldn't see anything. And so I'm laying there in pitch black, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, don't open your eyes. This was my inner dialogue. Don't open your eyes, because there's just going to be blood everywhere, and just know that you are passing over. And I was at peace with that thought. And then the lights came on. Well, they were dimmed, but they came on anyway. And I opened one eye, truth be told. Maybe not as impactful if I open one eye as opposed to both. That was funny. At the time, but I remember opening one eye and looking around and going, oh, there's no blood at all. So my point being that was one of those moments with my head, taking the fall and taking the brunt of impact, that it certainly could have ended differently. And, it didn't. And so, I'm going to go back to what I was talking about when we, meaning all of humanity, when you are born with everything you need within you that comes with you. It's almost like you arrive from a place of such light and fullness that it's within you and with you. Even if you arrive physically premature, which I was, or you arrive with physical danger, what have you, you still arrive with all of this knowledge and your cell's consciousness and the wisdom and the ability to overcome, if you will, if that is your path, if that is your rite of passage. Either way, your journey, we arrive here on full. And so many of us, we end up becoming empty. And when I was about 5 years old, I was already on empty by 5 years old. And I had more hate heaped on me, on my back, than any adult could carry at 5 years old. That's what I was. And everybody has their worst experience and their triumph. And so it was at 5 years old that I first heard spirit, visually saw my spirit guides, and intuitively understood the difference between what was being said to me by words that humans held and shared with me from their mouths versus how they felt, as well as the difference between what spirit guides would say to me. And so I was at a very young age looking around and noticing what? The differences. noticing the different vibrations, noticing the different energies, noticing what humanity was doing around me versus what spirit was helping me to learn from that and move forward. But I say to those who are listening, sometimes we come into this world and we do not say in a conscious way, please, 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 not that anybody would say it like that, but maybe, but please, please, please give me this gift or give me this ability. Please give me this and let me carry it all my life. That conversation never happened. And so I think whether you are in the medical community, whether you are the head of a company, whether you are whatever you're striving for in your ability to not only survive but to thrive in this world, there are going to be moments that feel overwhelming, that feel exhausting, that feel heavy, not light, that feel, I already said overwhelming. And so for me, growing up in a very imbalanced and severe environment, I really relied tremendously on my spirit guides, their dialogue. I mean, the reason that I am who I am and that I am and that I've grown tremendously through it all and learned, oh my gosh, I would have to say I'm 57, I'm going to be 58 in a couple of months. I have learned more and reintegrated myself more into who I am and why I am, I would say more so than my whole life. And maybe even the, maybe it's not that I learned more, but I'm giving it life and it's integrated and flowing and there's a deep sense of peace, which quite honestly, you can offer all the peace that you have in the world to others. You can offer them healing. You can offer them clarity. You can offer them light. You can offer them connection between them and their loved ones. You can offer them everything from a full heart and a place of light, like I have my whole life, and then still have to do your own work. Because what you offer others is only as good as what you offer yourself. And if you don't continue to do the work, well, in my line of work, then I couldn't do, if I didn't do my own inner work, I couldn't do my universal work. So it's a requirement for me. But I was thinking about all the times in my life that I could have passed on. And that I'm still here. And so I trust and I believe that we all have free will and we all have the opportunity to learn and grow from each other. Now I'm going to go back to where I started and say, we're born with the fullness and all that we need. Am I saying as a toddler or as a baby, you can drive a car and you can go shopping? Of course not. I'm not saying that. I'm saying emotionally, on an unconscious level, vibrationally, the frequency of matter, the frequency, why do all the trillions of your cells, why are they able to communicate at such a young age when you can't with your environment? Because of this higher inner knowing that communicates with itself to assist not only you in giving you life, but the cells themselves and the different aspects of and the different areas of the body communicating as one. And because that communication of oneness realizes that if it doesn't communicate, even if it doesn't like what's being said, if it doesn't come to a place of anything is workable, anything, any perspective is able to be communicated. I'm talking about the body with the organs communicating with the cells. If that body does not agree with that language and it decides to go, no, I'm not going to speak it because I need the entire environment of my physical body to agree with what I'm saying, otherwise I'm not going to work. Well, it realizes that to do that is to kill itself off. So I'm going to say that again. A consciousness that defies the opportunity to communicate with itself and each other cuts itself off from oxygen. And it starts to no longer be able to function in the well-being of the entire body of work, in the well-being of the environment itself. And so I say to you that wherever you are in your life, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're dealing with, you have the ability to not only trust that something unseen and unknown to you, but that dwells within you, will get you through. Will get you through. All you have to do, though, is focus on the inner world and take your focus off of whatever is convincing you that you have no power, that you have no clarity, that you have no inner guidance system. Now, I gave my power away to everyone humanly possible because that's what I was taught, meaning human beings that I grew up with. I was taught in order to exist, you must give parts of yourself away constantly. And even if you're on empty, you continue to give. Don't you stop giving? Because I was literally told verbally, the minute you stop giving, you'll stop living. So that, thankfully, even though I was being given messages of such severe disconnect, my spirit guides would come in and speak infinite wisdom and guide me back to myself. Was it an easy journey? Absolutely not. As I got older, and this is a universal sentiment, I'm sure, but I speak on behalf of myself. As I got older, did I make decisions, some based on my past, that I regret? Yes. Did I make some decisions based on my infinite knowing that I don't regret? Yes. It's always and both. It's love or fear, etc. And so I say to you that I am living proof that you, no matter how low you are and how desperate you feel in your life about whatever is going on for you, that you have within you a fullness to reach into that will grab your hand and meet you there. That will grab your hand and meet you there. And by the way, you can be the most successful person in the world. Whatever you're doing externally and have an entire environment because you're shining your light so bright, judge you, label you, hate you, dislike you, gossip about you, want to either love you or destroy you. I mean, I have gone through so many different rebirths. And so I say to you that if you feel alone right now, I'm living proof that if you go within, you will feel connection greater than those who you feel disconnected to, people you thought had your back, where you feel like your heart is broken to a point in a degree and in a way that there's no putting it back. And maybe that broken heart isn't to be put back, but a renewed sense of self and a new heart is to come forth and take that place with a peace and a sense of knowing that something that you wanted more than anything in the world. For me, it was to have family, and to have, you know, and that didn't happen in my life. So to have a big family and to have a unit, a community or what have you. And so what I say to you is I found that at 5 years old within me, that community, as big as the friggin' universe. And it's because of that inner community that still communicates with me to this day that I can do what I do for others and for myself as well. But if I didn't pay attention to that inner voice, and you'll know if your guides are talking, how will you know? Very simple. If your guides are talking, you will feel messages coming from within you of support, of love, of consciousness renewal, of strength, of clarity. Now, if you hear voices within you that are negative, you're worthless, you don't matter, you're not going to make it, don't even try. Oh my gosh, the other day somebody from a church told me your energy is terrible, or somebody from another church is jealous of you. I mean, and I'm saying that to you because I'm smiling while I'm saying it, because I have been in many different places in my life, from churches to the head of companies to all kinds of places, some I couldn't even imagine. And the person that needed the most healing was the person pointing the finger at me or at you or at the person next to them saying they were no good. So be mindful and be careful. You will treat others the way you believe you deserve to be treated. If you look for it, you will find it. So I just said two things that are related but very different. If you look for it, you will find it means if you are in your life and every day you wake up and throughout your day, you are looking for the negatives. You are looking for what you need to survive, or you live from fear. I know this well from my past. You live from fear, so you're seeking out what it is that you need to protect yourself from or prepare yourself for, what have you, that if you are looking for that in your life, you're going to find it. Now, if you're looking for the things that, not necessarily just looking, but taking notice of the things that you are in gratitude for, you will find those, and you will lift yourself up, and more of those things will come into your life. And so is this overnight? Sometimes, or not. However delayed it is a lesson that I can assure you that I have lived. And so it's not just magical thinking. It is an actual application of living, which is if you look for it, you will find it. So be mindful what you're looking at and paying attention to, because that is what you will bring into your life. The other thing is you can only treat others the way you treat yourself. And that means be mindful that if somebody that you admire, that you love, that you like, or a group of people that you're just so excited about knowing, and your innocence turns into their arrogance and their ignorance to look at you and decide that you couldn't possibly be that happy and joyful to have a group of friends, and so there's something wrong with you, and your joy is reflecting our lack of joy, and so we're just going to destroy you so that we can go on our merry way and all be miserable together. So that's an example. And so my point to you is, it's twofolded, really. Because if you find yourself being mistreated, you have to remember people can only treat you the way they feel they deserve to be treated. Remember that in your circle of friends or in your circle of family. And why do I say remember that? Because there can be compassion and understanding from you if you're connected to your higher wisdom within that, I am not that, but I understand that that person believes that's all I deserve because they are in trouble with themselves. They're not working their inner dialogue. But it also the second part of that is we only treat others the way we treat ourselves is also if you are treating people, if you're being frustrated or if you're being angry or if you're being whatever you're being, take that as a beautiful sign to you from you that, wait a second, I better check myself and see where I'm at and what's going on because I'm coming off gruff or use your own words. And again, this is, if it doesn't resonate with you, throw it out. But I'm sharing some real things with you that are life-changing. So you are born with from a place of fullness within you. I'm not talking about how you got here, why you got here, what your hall of records is, what your soul contract is, which, by the way, all of that is real and exists. I'm talking about where you came from. You arrived here already full. And that means that what lives and dwells within you has more to offer you than what you see externally around you. If you want to create it on the outside, you have to allow yourself to visualize it and become it on the inside. Now, does that mean you failed? Let's say if a group of people turn away from you or worse. No, it doesn't mean you failed at all. Sometimes it means thank you, God, for the clarity that there's a saying that says, I asked God, I'm probably not saying it right, but something like, I asked God to clear all negativity out of my life, and I lost my entire friend group. And so I'm not saying that in per se, word for word, but what I am saying is that if you lose something, and it is heartbreaking, and even with all of my gifts and abilities, what I lost so many times throughout my life took me to my knees and broke me in half. But what it broke was, and I see it now, of course I didn't see it then, what broke within me was a falsehood, and what emerged from it was clarity and truth, peace, empowerment, and self-knowing. So even in those moments that your life knocks you down and you're like, I'm not going to get up again. This is not happening. I say to you with so much passion behind it because I have been there more times than I care to count, meaning I have been through, and everyone has, by the way. I'm not flying a flag that speaks only about me. I'm saying everyone has been through and may be continuing through their worst moments. But I'm saying that sometimes that which is removed from you, from within you actually, is what needed to go, and what takes its place is a level and a vibration and a frequency and a truth and a knowing that is so much bigger. But most importantly, for me, and if it's for me, I know that it can be for you, it brings you peace. If you go within, if you stay attached, which there's no time frame, by the way, if you stay attached to what broke you and you keep looking at fixing it externally, you are sitting in that pain longer. There's nothing wrong with that. You have a universal law of free will. I hope that you don't stay longer in that. But with the universal law of free will, you can choose to stay longer or not. I stayed longer in my pain body. Absolutely, in the past. And so I am here to say that whether you've had many reincarnations in the same life, meaning I'm not going to make it, and then you wake up the next day to start anew, or whether you're in it now, go within and know that as you reach within, you are held, you are picked up and taken to a whole new level, a level that sees individuals not understand you, not communicate with you, decide who you are, how you are, and what you are before they even know your name, and then spread that throughout, whether it's your workplace or your family or your new boyfriend or your new life. And instead of that causing turmoil within you, you go to that higher place within you of realizing that that moment that that's happening is simply an opportunity for you to choose your truth even stronger, but to also choose to not engage and to not need everyone to know you. That you know yourself so fully that if no one knew you then, knows you now, whatever's happening, that the being that matters the most and has got your, that has got you, dwells within you. It is your soul, it is your heart, it is your mind, and it is whatever your belief is in the universe, your higher power, whatever speaks to you. But what I'm saying is so powerful, because what lets go of you in those times is you. You let go of yourself. I know that to be true. I let go of myself, and I was broken open. And I laid there for a long time, just broken. I was still working. But when that phone hung up, no, it didn't matter if my, I was so blessed, still am, and in gratitude that when that working with spirit while I was broken helped me to see that that was still possible for others and that maybe that's why I was still here. And then when I would hang up the phone with a client or, finish the session, I would go back into how broken I was until I was ready to see what a gift it was. That the gift, no, and I'm not saying by any means that you need to be broken open to receive a gift. No, you do not. I started this entire sacred dialogue with you are born with everything you need internally. You arrive full, and if you're blessed enough, you're able to just add to that throughout your life. I'm addressing, I'm going to say most of humanity learned to give away parts of themselves until you lose yourself. That's why I'm talking about being broken open. But I am saying if you find yourself in one of the hardest times, or maybe the 150th hardest of times that you're in, that what we let go of is usually ourselves. And that is a, for lack of a better term, a release, a letting go, a death, a that's no longer me. Who I thought I was no longer exists. And in between that moment to the renewed sense of you, you're in a place of, and again, this is, doesn't have to be your truth. It was simply mine quite some time ago, that you're in a place of just being, just breathing, and returning to yourself, but in a whole, completely new way. And then you start making goals for yourself, even if the goal is just loving yourself all day, deciding who you are, what your truth is, looking for, not only looking for, but experiencing healing as I fast forward into my life, and choosing to create goals so you can become a part of your own life. And then achieving those goals and then smiling because those goals are no longer needed, because all that you needed was the peace of knowing, I know who I am and that I am, and I know that where I come from, not my family, I'm talking bigger, higher levels, where I come from, a universal view, also knows who I am, and I am at peace with that. So at different parts of our lives, we have different goals. The goal may be when we're younger, teenagers, to experience excitement and joy in this or that. And as we get older, that changes. I mean, our goals can change daily, if not yearly and quarterly. So I have had many physical experiences where one time, actually, I was on a lake. This is very, again, way back. I was on a lake, and the lake was hit by lightning, and I got struck by that lightning. I haven't told this story, I don't think, to anyone. And when I got struck by lightning, all I remember is I couldn't breathe, I couldn't move, and I fell in the water backwards. And I wasn't alone, thankfully. But I remember when I fell in the water feeling such, so I couldn't move my body, I couldn't breathe, but in that moment I felt such peace. I felt the understanding that I was a part of something so much bigger than what we give ourselves permission to focus on. Almost, is it because we feel outside of power because it's so big? When really our auras and our energy bodies and where we come from, we are connected to that bigness. It is a part of who you are. It is not separate from you. It is the connection of who you are. And anyway, I'm here to talk about it. And so I remember in an unconscious way, I was unconscious when brought back out of the water, and mouth to mouth was given. I remember witnessing all of this from a very high place, like I had gone out of my body and I was high, meaning altitude, and I was looking down. And then all of a sudden I was breathing and back in my body and really remembering every second of what happened. And so I say to you, oh my gosh, do you have to have, you know, life-altering experiences to know yourself? No, not at all. And I can only say that I'm so grateful for the many experiences that I've had that I am still here to experience the peace and to know myself and to just simply be at peace and a place of self-love, and to hold that for the rest of my life might come close to what I experienced in my childhood and into my early young adult life, meaning the lack of that to hold that for the rest of my life would not only clear that which transpired, but also be a testament to achieving what I thought only other people could give me. So I'm being so truthful, I'm truthful to a fault, unfortunately and fortunately, which is there are some things people keep to themselves. That would not be me. And so my ability to share with you is because if you feel as though you are doing everything you can to get another person or group or whoever it is to be happy or to like you, or I'm doing everything right, why is it not working? Two things. One is, why are you working so hard to do everything so right for anybody other than you? And then there could be the possibility, just maybe, that you're trying to do everything so right for somebody else because you want to receive in return what you think that leads to, whether that's a conscious thought or an unconscious thought. Actually, unless you're really focused on it, it's probably unconscious. Because let's say that person turns to you and just gives you everything you've ever dreamed of and more. If you are not in a place to recognize your own fullness, just keep running on that treadmill, because you will reject, change, scramble what that person is offering you, because you cannot receive into your own being what you do not recognize as a part of you. So you try really hard to do everything right, but it's not working. Why isn't it working? Why is this person and is giving me what I think I want? So first, go within. Look at, wait, it's even a small little inquiry of, am I blocking the very thing I'm wanting to receive? And if I am, can I offer myself that so it'll just amplify if I receive it from another? Just a simple inquiry like that can change your life. The other thing is, no one outside of you can deposit into your soul what you have forgotten already lives there. So you are already a living, breathing testament to the fact that you are worthy. But if you have forgotten because of your circumstances, God bless you, because you gave everything away and you're on empty, that you forgot that you are worthy, that you need to start telling yourself, I am worthy to receive. I'm worthy to be loved. I am worthy to see myself, love myself. I am worthy to be myself. And then, again, if people in your world start offering you that, it only amplifies for you. But you must be able to claim it within you. So if you're struggling energetically, physically, emotionally, mentally, or in relationship or with friendship, start, if you are frustrated because you're like, I'm not getting this one thing that would just make my whole life better, if that's what you're thinking, then start giving yourself that one thing, that one thought, that one statement, that one truth. I am this. Start creating a place within you to receive that instead of walking around looking for somebody that's going to heal you. It's really hard, and I don't recommend it. Now, I speak from a place of fullness, of self-peace, self-love, absolutely self-worth, and tremendous clarity, and the knowing that whether somebody likes you or not has nothing to do with you. I'm going to repeat that. Whether somebody likes you or not has nothing to do with you. If they don't like themselves, then they're going to project that onto you. If you are kind, if you are, my gosh, I've had the experience of just walking into a room and people don't even know my name yet. And I'm like, hi, I'm Cynthia. And my light is so strong and my love is so big. It just is. It always has been since I was a child. And it will continue to be, and probably even bigger now, that, and I, you know, it's so funny because to hear myself say these words sounds so self-entitled, but I'm coming from an incredibly deep place of humility, of somebody who could have passed over so many times but kept being picked up. And for those who know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. And so it comes from a place of humility, but it also comes from a place of empowerment. So we were taught for so long to speak these kinds of words is alienating and wrong and selfish, etc. Yes, I'm on a radio show, so I'm speaking these words out loud. Do I walk around saying this to other people? No, it's an inner dialogue with myself I know it well, and I'm at peace with it. I am so grateful to be so at peace now, because if you ask somebody from 5 years old to 57 years old what they want the most, or I'll say not just anybody, me, I can't speak for anybody else. So for me, the thing I wanted the most was peace. And so to found that, achieved it, and hold on to it and fuel it and feed it every day. I mean, absolute chaos going on in our world and our lives, maybe for some of us personally. Whatever is going on, it's the ability to know that the peace doesn't have to leave you. It will remain within you. You may have a bad day. You may have a struggle. You may have more than one struggle. But then you can come back to the peace that is your truth, P-E-A-C-E. And there's empowerment in that, and beauty and connection, truth and worthiness. And so I say to you, regardless of where you are, what title you carry in your family, in your school, in your business, you carry a universal title, which is human. And that means you are here to experience human experiences. We all can relate to one another. Be very, very mindful that when you think something is impossible, I want you to remember that the feet that walk you around and the blood that moves through your body and the bones and the cells, they are cooperating as one environment, knowing that it must communicate in a language that's understood by all parties. Yes, I'm talking about the consciousness within you, of every form that dwells within you. It must communicate in order to give life and experience and to move forward. So communication is key. And if you find somebody or you meet somebody where you are just on the treadmill of talking, trying to explain yourself, et cetera, and you look at the person and they just stare back at you or they go, uh-huh. That right there is a sign, it's a message to you. So that sign would be as an example to you. That person is not on the same wavelength with themselves. What I am needing from this person, I can give myself, but also see you later. I mean, so if you're trying really hard and you're not being met by another person, place, or thing, and things aren't flowing forward, and you are just getting to the point of exhaustion, that is a sign to you from yourself, or your guides, by the way. So you're not walking this journey alone. You have spirit guides. I talked to somebody the other day that had 77 spirit guides. Can you imagine the communication and the cooperation in that communication with that person and with each other, meaning spirit guides? But that's nothing compared to the trillions of cells in your body of work that communicate with each other even when you're asleep and keep you going and keep themselves going. It's extraordinary. And so I'm going to pause and say, you are listening to Cynthia Sloan. I have a website, Cynthia Sloan, the number 9.com, Sloan spelled S-L-O-N. Some people have asked me to remind them during the show, so I'm doing that. You can certainly contact me through that website, and then I'm on YouTube, and those videos will, you can find them there already, and more to follow. And so I am so grateful for the opportunity to share with you the wisdom and the knowledge I've gained through my life, because I feel like it's important to do so. And I say to you, if you're in a difficult time in your life, and maybe, because there's so many clients that I have that go, nobody else in the entire world knows what I'm going through. And that most certainly can be absolutely true. But the consciousness of the universe in the entire world is there for you. But if you look externally and try and tell your story or your truth, or you're looking for help and you just find that you can't find any, either your journey scares other people, or maybe they, again, are afraid of the level of what you're going through, and so you're just not finding support. Go within. Go within. Go with where you started and you arrived, from a place of fullness, not talking about your human experience, not talking about the trauma you experienced after birth. I'm talking about within you is a living, breathing connection to strength, clarity, insight, peace, healing, even comedic relief at times. And again, that's the voice of your guides, your angels, as well as your higher self. And so you didn't arrive here without complete knowing. And you do have a say-so about how things go, meaning remove yourself from that which you need to and leave yourself open to connecting with that which you are seeing in yourself. But please don't see yourself through other people's eyes only. And if they are loving on you, embrace it, allow it in. But if they are hating on you, know that it's about them with themselves. If it's an unhealthy or violent relationship, get out. But do know that every little thing's going to be okay. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. And if you feel like nobody's around to talk to, talk to yourself internally or out loud and know that you are being heard. Know that you are being heard. And remember what I said earlier, what you look for, you will find. So if you're just throwing out into the universe problem after problem after problem, you're going to find more problems. If you're throwing out into the universe, okay, I have this issue, but I know that I can deal with it and I will receive clarity as to how, and I will receive help. Keep repeating that. You will draw that towards you. I didn't even get into the fact that you are a magnetic source in the universe, drawing and attracting to you either positive, negative, et cetera. So I'll go into that another time. So thank you so much for joining me tonight. I send you so many blessings, and I hope that something I offered you tonight has been of the smallest of help, and I celebrate if it's been bigger than that. And if it has, thank yourself, because you've allowed yourself to receive and then make it your own. So bye for just now.